Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today it's a new year, and great things are coming. We had an interesting year last year. 2020, we began to see clearly between good and evil. And that's what the Lord wants us to know. There's a big difference, because the fight is between heaven and earth. The fight is between God and Satan. God wins. Never get discouraged. When you see things that are difficult, recognize that God is going to take care of it. If we are with God, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be anxious about. God is going to take care of it. And so today we're on part two of Louisa and Bound in the Divine Will. And we're going to begin on volume 16, 9-2-1923. The pain you feel in your heart, in addition to the pain of my privation, is nothing other than the pain of humanity separated from me. So what Jesus is showing Louisa is what she's going through is what Jesus is going through. And when we link ourselves to Louisa, we also go through the same thing. Our hearts are pain. We have pain in our hearts. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's to recognize that this is a spiritual pain that the Lord is allowing us to go through in order that we can understand what Jesus has gone through. Humanity is separated from him. When a family member is gone, a family member that everybody loves is gone, there's a great pain in everyone's heart. And this is what Jesus is showing us. What we are going through spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, what we're going through is Jesus is allowing us to see what he has gone through. And so when we think of ourselves, we become worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. When we think of God, and this is what the divine will is, it's to say to the Lord, whatever happens, Lord, this is happening to you. And I'm sorry that it's happening to you. Thank you for showing this to me. I'm sorry it's happening to you, but I want to repair this. I want to redo this as if this didn't occur. So that's what's happening with us right now. A lot of people want to pray for their family. What Jesus says is once we are with Louisa, once we link ourselves to Louisa, we begin to live in the family of Jesus and Mary. This is the family that we're really part of. And it's all the people, past, present, and future, from Adam to the last. And so Jesus is saying to us, I want you to understand what I am going through. When we begin to understand this, we say to the Lord, I want to soothe you, Lord. And Jesus says to Louisa in volume 3 on her birthday, April 23rd, 1900, he says, you, Louisa, are the oil that's going to soothe me. And once the children of the divine will linked to you, Louisa, become one with you, they will soothe the church. The whole church with the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, is going to be soothed, healed, restored. So what Jesus is showing us is this is what we're going through right now. This is what's happening. And our Lord is asking us, he's pleading with us to join, if you want to say, this life that Louisa possesses. So he says, indeed, it is a horrible pain, so much so that my heart withered and agonized. And now, because of the bonds you have with me, you remain bound to the whole human family. You see what Jesus is doing? Once we are with Louisa, bound to Jesus, we are, because of Jesus, bound to the whole human family, We are bound to the whole human family. We want everyone to enter into the kingdom. We stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach, pleading for his Jewish family. Now we are standing in the breach, praying for the family of God. Most, if not practically all, a large majority are separated from God. And what the Lord is saying is, would you bring my family back to me? Would you bring my family back to me? So in our own families, we will see things that are difficult. Family members, relatives who are far from the church, far from Christ. And the Lord says, this is where my family is as well. And so when we focus just on our family, that's good, that's saintly, that's holy, but that's not divine will. Divine will is we use what God is showing us to awaken in us this love for all of humanity and to call all of humanity back to God. See, the Lord is talking to everyone. He's talking not only to the Catholics through this book of heaven, very clearly, very precisely, but he's speaking to the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants. He's speaking to atheists. He's speaking to everyone. Jesus is the Word. And what he's saying to us is, I'm going to show you how and why the kingdom is coming. And he's saying, I'm asking the little children the holy divine will, one with Louisa, who are now one with Jesus and Mary, to begin to expand their understanding of why we are here. We're here to, with Louisa, bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Listen to the dawn of a mystery. Listen to what Archbishop Icheri says. That's Louisa's job. And if we are with Louisa, if we're one with Louisa, it's also our job. So he says, basically, because of the bonds you have with Jesus, you remain bound to the whole human family and are forced to feel this pain yourself. So what we're going through, the aches, the pains that we go through, is to make us aware that we are one with Jesus. The human, and we're one with all human generations with their horrendous sins. We recognize what's happening, separating themselves from Jesus. So this pain that we go through, suffering that we go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering, is to help us turn back to God and to bring the family of God back to God. This is all human generations. Every human is so important to Jesus. Every one who is a child of God is so important to him that he wants this child to be with him eternally. Okay? There are, as we see in Genesis 3:15, there's the children of Lucifer, the seed of Lucifer, and there's the seed of Mary. What we are going to pray for is all the children of God who are separated from God because of sin to come back into the family of God. And we, as little children of the Holy Divine Will, are praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Bible 16:10-16:19-23. This is your task, to live in our midst, to make all that is ours your own. This is your life. This is your duty. This is your responsibility, to live in God's midst, to make all that is God's your own. So when you fuse yourself in the morning, when you do your prevening act in the morning, you are basically to ask, I want to accept this gift that you have given to me. What is the first gift? All of creation. Everything of creation belongs to each and every one of us. And as we accept this, okay, as it becomes ours, then we can give it back to God as his. So first is creation. Second is redemption. All that Jesus and Mary did for us, the new Adam and the new Eve, is ours. This universal life that Jesus and Mary started again, the life that Adam lost, this Catholic life, is to begin to live this abundant life. And then thirdly, where we are right now is to begin to live a sanctified life. That's what the Book of Heaven is. It's to teach us how to live this life of God, image and likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we enter into God's image. And now with this great gift, we're going to enter into God's likeness. So this is what he says. Your task, your duty, your responsibility, your life is to live in God's midst, to make all that is God's your own, and to give back to God on behalf of all your brothers and sisters, everyone in your family. I mean, your family is showing you the family of God. Most are separated. Most are living lives of misery. Most are living lives that have nothing to do with eternity. They're satisfied with the human. They're satisfied with the earthly. And see, what Jesus is saying, I want to bring you up to my holy humanity and my mother's holy humanity, the new Adam and the new Eve, so that drawn by what is ours, which is God's, we, triune God, may be bound to the human generations and give them once again the supreme kiss of union of their free will with ours. Okay, now this is important. Your free will is essential. Okay, your free will chooses, do I want to live a miserable life or do I want to live the life of God? Do I want to live the human will or do I want to live in God's holy divine will? And this is why we have the Book of Heaven. God is teaching us how to begin to live this abundant life every day as you read. Every day, the word of God, Jesus Christ, is speaking to you. He's showing you the how and the why this is going to happen. So God wants this kiss, the supreme kiss of God with mankind, to his children, the Father kissing his children, the Father hugging his children. We have separated ourselves from God. God hasn't separated himself from us. Let's look at the tabernacle. In the tabernacle of every Catholic church is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is there. That candle that's lit next to the tabernacle says, Jesus is here. The churches are empty. We have separated ourselves from God. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, said he wants every parish to have Eucharistic adoration, not just a parish here and there with partial Eucharistic adoration. No, 24 hours a day Eucharistic adoration. And when this begins, and it's happening very powerfully, those that have their churches closed, you can go to the internet and be with Jesus. We're looking at Jesus when he's in the monstrance. We're falling in love with our Eucharistic Lord. So he says, once again, the supreme kiss of union of their free will with God's that we gave them in creation. A new beginning is happening. The kingdom of redemption was given 2,000 years ago. Now the kingdom of sanctification, the kingdom of the third fiat, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven is happening. And it's happening very quickly. It's in the souls, hearts, and minds of all the people that want heaven. And everything is changing for them. As Jesus speaks to us, when we're reading and we're hearing him with our heart, mind, and soul, when we hear Jesus, everything changes for us. He is the word. And when he speaks, you can't be the same anymore. And this is why the souls in the divine will, the little children of the holy divine will, want to read. And I just thank God we have the calendar. every day, it's a special day. Every day, Jesus is speaking to us. He's touching our heart, our mind, our soul. He's touching our intellect, our memory, and our will. He's saying to us, I want you to come back to be clothed in divinity. What the priest says every day when the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, may we share in divinity. Adam was naked when he fell. Why? He lost the clothing of divinity, the royal nobility of the children of God. And so God is saying to us, I want to bring this back to mankind. So he says in volume 16, 11, 10, 19, 23, between two little ones, I, Jesus, was to enclose the purpose of creation, the creation of man. I, God, was to realize my designs upon Adam. Through one, Adam, I was to redeem him. I was to wash him of his ugliness with my blood. I was to give him forgiveness. Through the other one, I was to make him return to his beginning, to his origin, to the lost. This is divine nobility, to the bonds of my divine will broken by him. So Jesus is saying, between these two little ones, Our Lady through redemption, I was to redeem him, wash him of his ugliness with my blood, give him forgiveness through the other one, Louisa. I was to make mankind return back to his beginning, back to his origin, back to the lost divine nobility, back to the bonds of my divine will broken by Adam, and admitting Adam and his children once again back to the smile of my eternal divine will. Our Lady, because of Our Lady, we have the incarnation and the redemption, Jesus. He redeems us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ at the foot of Calvary. Now with sanctification, we have the little one, the little daughter, Louisa Picaretta, who Jesus says brings us back to our divine nobility, brings us back to this sanctification that Adam possessed. Again, think of what the DNA was like in Adam. When Adam came out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. When Adam fell, this is what we have, the fallen nature. The fallen, if you want to say, DNA, where we get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and die. That was never part of God's plan. And Jesus now says, I want to return you to this abundant life. So he says, the kissing each other, God and man, and living once again within the other. God isn't a million miles away. He's right here. He says, the kingdom of God is within you. When we're baptized, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We belong to God. Jesus shed every drop of his blood to buy us, to purchase us from leaving heaven to come back to heaven. And so this is an unbelievable time to be alive. This alone was the purpose of the creation of Adam. And what I, God, have established, no one shall be able to oppose. Do you hear what Jesus is saying? This is a divine decree. No one can stop this. Have you heard that? Centuries upon centuries shall go by, just as in redemption. Also in this, but man shall return back into my arms as he was created by God. Our DNA is going to be of God. This is why the shot, this vaccine wants to change our DNA. It doesn't want us to go back to what God wants us to be. And this is why it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen. Who's going to choose what? We're either going to choose to be back with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, so that we can go back to our divine nobility, or to choose earth. And it's not what God is calling us to. He's calling us to heaven. But in order to do this first, I have to choose one who must be the first to live life in my eternal will. So he's talking about Louisa. Bind her with all relations of creation and live with her with no split of wills. Rather, with her free will and our holy divine will as one. So he says, the Blessed Mother had this. She's Theotokos, Mother of God, and for redemption. He says, but I need another one for sanctification. Because Louisa would say, why didn't you do this with the Blessed Mother? And Jesus said, it's because I have chosen you for sanctification. And she goes, why me? She goes, I'm nobody. I'm nothing. And Jesus says, I can choose who I want to choose. So when we get to know Louisa, when we get to understand this great gift of the divine will, we're flabbergasted. Who is this Louisa Picaretta that Jesus is using now, a human that Jesus is using now to possess this gift of the divine will? Our Lady possessed it from the beginning. Mother of God, Theotokos, Mother of God, the Son of God. And they said, now we have to give the firstborn, the newborn, this gift. And this is why Jesus says, to live with her with no split of wills, rather with her free will and ours as one. And from here, the necessity that she be the littlest that we issue in creation. Now, where does this, the greatest man born of woman is John the Baptist, but the least in the kingdom, the littlest in the kingdom is greater than he. That's Louisa. So that in seeing herself so little, why this least, why the littlest, that she may shun her human will, even more, she may bind it so tightly to ours as to never do her human will. And as though little, she may live together with us, triune God, from the blowing of that breath with which we created Adam. Everything's going to return. God wins. We are to go back to live this abundant life that God wanted from Adam from the beginning. That's why Our Lady of Revelation says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world, but it's to begin to live the life that Adam lost, to go back to where Adam was before the fall. What kind of a life is that? Our Lady says it's the eternal life. It's entering back into eternity, where she says, where my children belong. To enter into Eden, where my children belong. This is the fallen world. Jesus has redeemed us. Why? To bring us back to the kingdom, back to the garden, back to Eden. Just think about what Eden is like. All the animals, all the plants, all the vegetables are still there. There's nothing dead in Eden. Everything is living. There's nothing inanimate. There's nothing dying because it can't. This is where we're supposed to be, eternally young in the kingdom. So this is what Jesus gave to Louisa. And he's given it to us. Volume 16, 11, 20, 19, 23. My daughter, what do you fear? You must not be concerned about thoughts, but about facts. See, this is very important. Our Lord is saying, all around you is negativity, the fallen nature, all around you. There's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubts, sins. He says, stop it. Begin to live heaven. He says, is it perhaps not true that your human will, embracing mine, wants to find everyone in order to bind them back to my divine will, to retie all the broken bonds between the human will and the divine will? We go, that's what Jesus is asking of us. Exposing yourself to defend and excuse the creatures to repair the creator, to repair everything for God. This is why when you live in the divine will, it's to repair and redo everything. That's why we start it with our prevening act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. He's training us. He's training us to do this. This is indeed a fact in you. This is indeed a fact in you. It's already begun in us. Is it perhaps not true that you swore you wanted to live in my divine will, pronouncing a yes, a fiat? And that's what we do. We say every morning, we say fiat, Lord. Every minute throughout the day, we say fiat, let your will be done. I want you, Lord, to reign in me. I want your kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. I want what you want. Is this not true? Jesus says. That yes, that fiat is a chains for you that keeps you bound within my divine will. That fiat is what we say every day. It keeps us bound to the divine will of God. That's why you're peaceful, joyful, and happy. If you can't say fiat, you're miserable. You're worried. You're fearful. You're anxious. You're complaining. You're negative. You're doubting. Jesus says, stop it. Begin to live this abundant life. And as you take delight in living this life, it makes you abhor the shadow of your human will. What is your human will? When you go to confession each week, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to live in your holy divine will. God goes, good. Prove it now. And so he's trying to discipline us. He's trying to get us ready to live this abundant life. And he says this is a fact. You delight in the divine will and you abhor the shadow of your human will and you make other things that you know. So he really begins to lead us to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. To live a life of heaven, no longer the life of misery, of earth. Psalm 16, 12, 6, 19, 23. Embracing everything within myself, Louisa says, as though placing everyone on my lap, I, Louisa, would set off for heaven to place everyone on the lap of the Celestial Father, saying to the Celestial Father, Holy Father, I come to your throne to bring you on my lap all your children. This is what we do. If you're only praying for your family, Jesus is saying, I want you to do more. I want you to bring all of my children on my lap. You can do this if you wish. One with Louisa. Louisa is the one that did it. We are one with Louisa, so therefore God can let us do this. Not just your family, not just your friends, not just your neighbors, not just your relatives. Everyone, past, present, and future. These are your dear images created by you in order to place them on your divine lap again, that you bind and tie once again that divine will that they had broken between you and them. It is the little daughter of your divine will, Louisa Picaretta, and those linked to you, Louisa, that ask this of you, God. I am little, it is true. But I take on the commitment to satisfy you for everyone and for everything, for all of humanity. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. That becomes our life, all of humanity. I shall not depart from your throne if you do not bind the human will with the divine will, so that as I take it back to earth, that's what's coming. The kingdom of your divine will may come upon earth. This is a divine decree that's going to happen. And Jesus has allowed us to be alive at this time. He's predestined us to live at this time. For the beginning of time, we are born for this time. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be anxious about. Why? Jesus says, he says very clearly, you have been chosen by God to live at this time. Why? To link yourself with Louisa. Why? So that you can have the true life of Jesus and Mary. Why? So that the kingdom of God can come on earth as it is in heaven. This is why we're here. Nothing, nothing is denied to the little ones, the little children of the holy divine will, because what they ask is nothing other than the echo of your God, your own will, and of what you yourself want, what God wants. It's fiat. Let it be done as you say. It's the echoing Our Lady. Fiat mihi. Let it be done. I am the little slave girl of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say, as you wish, as you want. Volume 16, 12, 29, 19, 23. My daughter, why do you want to run away from me? This is what we do. And Jesus is asking us, through Louisa, why do we want to run away from God? Why do you want to run away from the church? Why do you want to run away from the sacraments? How is it that you want to leave me? Don't you know that between you and me, there is an eternal bond that binds us together? This is what we're going to experience. An eternal bond that binds us together with God. Such that neither you nor I can detach ourselves. In fact, what is eternal enters into me, God, and becomes inseparable from me, God. All the acts that we have done together in my divine will are eternal acts. Every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed that we do in the divine will enters into the eternity of God. He says that all the acts that we have done together in my divine will are eternal acts. We have to begin to understand this. We are created to be one with God, not to be separated from him ever again. And just as my divine will is eternal, so you have something of your own in me and I have my own in you. The two become one. This is the fusing that God is asking us to do in the divine will. To begin to live a life that's not separated from God. An eternal vein that flows within you that renders us inseparable. And the more you continue and multiply your acts in my divine will, the more you take part in what is eternal. How do we do this? Read, study, put this into practice. Be alone with Jesus every day. Listen to him. He's got great plans. And every day that you read, he expands your capacity to understand more. He said to Louisa, I can't breathe in you this abundant life like I did with Adam. Adam was infinite dust. There was no boundaries. I could breathe into Adam as much as I wanted. But your body is limited. So he says, what I'm going to do is every word that I speak to you is a puff of the Ruah of God, the breath of God, the divine will. And every time we read, every word, when you read it again, it's brand new. When you read it again, it's brand new. Why? He's expanding your capacity to understand God, the language of heaven. He's helping you become fluent in this language of heaven. Volume 16, 1, 14, 19, 24. My daughter, do you want to know why I was stripped when I was scourged? In each mystery of my passion, first, I copied myself with joining the split between the human will and the divine will, and then with the offenses that this split produced. When man in Eden broke the bonds of union between the supreme will and his human will, he was stripped of his royal garments of my divine will, and he clothed himself with the miserable rags of his human will. He's weak, inconsistent, impotent in doing anything good. And Jesus says, now, because he took our place naked on the cross, now he says, I'm going to let you share in my divinity. I'm bringing you back to where you were before the fall. Volume 16, 120, 1924. Do you see how much I love you? See, if you don't know how much God loves you, you have to focus on Jesus crucified. You have to focus on the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. If you don't spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, if you don't spend time in front of the crucifix, You can't understand how much he loves us. That's why the movie of Mel Gibson's is so powerful. We get a glimpse of what Jesus went through for us, how much he loves us. If you knew how much I suffered when I see you wake up fidgeting because you have not perceived that I was close to you. See, that a lot of people think God is far away from us. No, he's within us. And he wants us to recognize himself within us. Since I myself had put you to sleep in the torment of my privation, it is true that you suffer. I too suffer. But it's the bond of my divine will that flows in you also in this. And clasping you more tightly renders our union more stable. Jesus is doing this. Jesus is doing this. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the world, history of the church. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. God is bringing us a share in divinity. He wants us to experience that while we are on earth. He wants us to be resurrected before we die. That's what he tells Louisa. And if we're not resurrected, and what does this mean? It's to live in the divine will now. Heaven on earth now. Volume 16, 123, 24. Each additional act of yours that you shall braid with our fiat. And the braiding is so amazing. Three strands. Jesus, Mary, Louisa. We're with Louisa. We're one with Louisa. So therefore, we're braided with Jesus and Mary. It all becomes one. You can't tell which braid is which braid. Who it is. To see what's happening. This is the fusion that God is asking. Your braid with our fiat shall be the human kiss that you shall have. Our fiat be given a greater bond that you shall form between the divine will and the human will in such a way that placed in accord, it may have no reluctance to making itself known and taking its royal dominion. Think about that. During the election, it was the dominion machines that went to Italy. It's very interesting. Jesus is saying, I want to give you royal dominion. Don't let what's happening out there bother you. Focus on what Jesus is showing you. As you enter into this, the kingdom comes. It begins to reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 16, 2, 8, 19, 24. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, and in doing this, as the littlest of all, the least of all, I place myself ahead of all generations, even before Adam and Eve were created. See, you have to begin to understand. What Jesus tells Louisa is astonishing. Louisa, I place myself ahead of all human generations, even before Adam and Eve were created, so that before they would sin, I may prepare ahead of them and the act of reparation to the divine majesty, because in the divine will, there is neither past nor future, but everything is present. And also so that being little, I may approach the divine majesty in order to plead with him to and do my little acts in his divine will so as to cover all the acts of creatures with his divine will and therefore be able to bind the human will that is split off with the divine and make them one. So Louisa says, I want to get ahead of this fall. So again, you're going to understand there's no time or space in the divine will. She places herself before Adam because she knows what Adam's going to do. To begin the repair so that all mankind can receive back this fiat of God. What human thought like that? What saint thought like that? To go ahead of Adam to begin this. Why? It wasn't their place. This is Louisa's place to do this. To go back to the beginning to repair, even before it happened. To bind the will, the human will they had split off with the divine to make them one again. If you knew what love our celestial Father awaits you. Now here she's telling us what she is experiencing. If you knew what love our celestial Father awaits you, and the joy and the contentment he feels in seeing you so little and bringing the whole creation onto his lap to give him all the requital of love. He feels the glory, the joys, the amusements, and the purpose of creation come back to him. And then he says to then Jesus says, this is why it is necessary that you, Louisa, come before all. After you, Louisa, have come forward, you, Louisa, shall make a turn in our divine will, and you, Louisa, shall go behind every human, past, present, and future. You shall place them as though on your lap, Louisa, and shall bring all of them all back into our womb. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? And then we, Triune God, in seeing them covered with your acts done in our divine will, shall welcome them all of mankind, with more love, and shall feel more disposed to bind our divine will with those creatures so that it may return to its full dominion. This royal dominion. He keeps on, he's showing us, see, it goes with this time. It's not the failure, the fraud dominion. It's the royal dominion that God wants us. So he's even today showing us what he said way back when, 100 years ago. What's happening now is for now. And Jesus is asking us to recognize this. Volume 16, 2:28, 19:24. My daughter, I am. He uses God's name. I am very busy in you, for I am carrying out all the work of living in my divine will. Jesus is doing this. This work in us, this work in Louisa. It is necessary that I, God, first do it in you, Louisa. And while I am doing it, I bind all your interior with the unending light of my divine will so that your little human will may be connected to it and take its place in it and expanding within it. It may receive all the divine good that the divine will wants to give to the human will. It's accomplished in Louisa. You must know, and this, that he says this, this is a command from Jesus. You must know this, that as the divinity decreed creation, it issued from itself everything that it was to give to mankind, to the creature. The gifts, the graces, the caresses, the kisses, the love that it was to manifest to Our Lady and to Louisa. Just as it issued the sun, the stars, the azure heavens, and everything else, so it issued all the gifts with which it was to enrich souls. Now, as Adam withdrew from the supreme will, Adam rejected all these gifts, but the divinity did not withdraw itself into itself. The divinity left them suspended in its will, waiting for the human will to bind itself again to its will and to enter into the original order created by God. And so it placed all the gifts established by it in the current with the human nature. Then he says this to us. See then how necessary it is that we, Triune God, restore our rights and that the creature, mankind, return back to our womb so that we, Triune God, may begin our amusements again. But mankind must return there where man, Adam, made our sorrow begin and bind himself back to our divine will with an indissoluble bond. He must dismiss his own human will with his free will to live in our holy divine will. This is why I am working in your soul. And you, Louisa, follow the work of your Jesus, who wants to place in its currents the gifts, the suspended graces that are in my divine will. Everything's going to return because of what Jesus is doing. First with Our Lady for redemption, and now with sanctification with a human, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. So we'll end there and we'll be back shortly.